T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning here, 7:45 on a Friday morning. Good Friday morning with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things.
Three.
Lawmakers reacting after release of the Mueller report. They still have some questions.
Two.
Police looking for two suspects after a robbery of a North Wichita Quick Shop. A shot fired, but no one injured.
One.
Mary Beth Jarvis leaving Wichita Festivals, Inc. after 7 years on the job. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic hazard reported. Concrete in the roadway.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, northbound on McLean, Pawnee. So down there in the South Wichita area, again, northbound McLean at Pawnee. Concrete in the roadway. Watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Just a quick note. Eastbound on Kellogg, every morning, somewhere between Oliver and Woodlawn, there's
sure.
A right there by the, just on the right-hand lane, there's a big spot there that's just like a big, like a pothole almost. And it's been there for weeks. And I'm wondering why somebody hasn't patched it. Anyway, I drive by it every morning. I don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be there. All right, sunny today with a high of 67 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 77. Now partly cloudy, north wind at 14 miles per hour and 43 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 747, Steve and Ted. Polo Ralph Lauren has launched a version of its iconic polo shirt, crafted entirely out of recycled plastic bottles. Company's chief innovation officer, David Lauren, says the new Earth Polo is also dyed in a process that uses zero water. Each shirt is made from an average of 12 bottles collected in Taiwan, where the polos are made, in partnership with an organization called First Mile. The shirts will be available for men and women at RalphLauren.com in stores around the globe.
Interesting. I wonder if they're comfortable.
The Earth Polo shirt. I don't know. Made out of a bottle. You know, these. I'm sure they grind up that stuff before they reuse it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of things that can be made out of recycled material.
Hey, the fire department is here.
They are? Yeah. They show up finally?
Yeah, we had the fire alarm go off a few minutes ago, and apparently there's fire trucks and fire crews out there somewhere.
Anybody
out
there in the hall who could come in and talk to us? No, probably not. All right.
But the fire department is on scene here at the Intercom Radio campus.
We believe it's probably a false alarm. Stocks ended the last day of the trading week in the green.
A good day for your 401k. All the major indexes ending Easter week in the green. The Dow up 110 points, the S&P up 5, the NASDAQ up 2 points. The Mueller report having little to no effect on the markets. What did have an effect, though, were two big tech companies making their debuts on Wall Street. Pinterest listed right here at the New York Stock Exchange, closing up 28% from its opening share price of $23.75. Uptown at the NASDAQ, video conferencing company Zoom, closing up 72% higher than its opening price of $65. Looking ahead to Monday, we'll get earnings from Halliburton and Whirlpool. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And the markets are closed today for Good Friday. The National Enquirer is being sold to the former head of the airport newsstand company, Hudson News. Tabloid owner American Media says it is selling the Supermarket Weekly to James Cohen, former head of Hudson News. The deal comes after a rocky year for the tabloid, in which it was caught up in a federal probe of illegal campaign contributions to Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016. Not a good idea for any sort of a publishing or media company, I think, to ever make a contribution to any political campaign. I myself have never given to a political campaign. I think it's kind of like a waste of money, you know.
What?
BMW.
But that probably doesn't stop them from calling you.
They try to solicit
that donation.
Yeah. BMW adding nearly 185,000 vehicles in the U.S. to a 2017 recall for possible engine fires. 2 years ago, the company recommended the vehicles be parked outdoors until problems are fixed.
Oh boy.
The recall expansion covers a dozen 3 Series, 5 Series, and Z4 models from the 2006 model year. BMW says moisture can get into the car's positive crankcase ventilation valve, your PCV, heater, and cause plastic parts to degrade. That can lead to an electrical short. Wouldn't want that to happen. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. New company has an impact on Wichita's real estate market. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, the Wichita real estate market has an aggressive new player. Reese Nichols came from Kansas City, established its office here, and began bringing talent on board. Much of that talent has been from J.P. Wigand & Sons, brought over by former leadership at Wigand. Former Wigand leader Rochelle Knotts is president of the Wichita Reese Nichols office. Other leaders to make the jump, Dawn Truman, she's now Reese Nichols' general manager of auction and commercial division. Cindy Carnahan took her residential Carnahan group to Reese Nichols, as did Lindy Laney and Carol Morris with their Laney Morris & Associates. Nestor Wigand Jr. says the changes won't impact the company's way of doing things with integrity. This week's lists, Wichita area golf courses and executive golf handicaps. Who are the best golfers who are also Wichita executives? Well, Pete Kresnick has a handicap of plus 3.6. Andy Merchant is second with plus 2.4. Joe Kresnick is third at plus 1.6. We feature 25 golfers on our list. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I'm going to throw you a quiz, a question that I know you can't answer. Maybe you can. Mm-hmm. The Kresnicks you're talking about there, are they related to a guy named Rocky Kresnick?
I don't know. I know these guys are brothers.
I remember growing up in Wichita and going to the NBC baseball tournament, and there was a guy named Rocky Kresnick who was a ball player. Pretty good one.
Right.
I bet they're related. What
Could
do you think?
Be. I can't imagine there are a lot of Kresnicks.
No, that's
there.
not a common name like Roy. Right. You know, Roy's a common name. Everybody's got
you bet. Yeah,
a lot of Roys out there, and a lot of McIntosh is running around as well. So.
Right.
Hey, so you've got the story of Mary Beth Jarvis leaving, and we've been talking to people about this morning.
Right.
And I think she's done a great job. Anything you want to add to what Ted and I have been talking about her?
Well, yeah, I hate to lose her as part of the community if she's going to spend some more time in dreary old Manhattan.
Well, yeah.
With her husband in New York City. We would sure miss her leadership, that's for sure.
Yeah, and she's involved in about 75 different civic projects, right?
That's right. She did a great job with the performing arts.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Hey, listen, Gridiron coming up. Ted says it's only about, 6 days away? You've got
is that coming up?
Yeah, you're in it, Bill. It says here.
Oh yeah.
According
yeah.
to this massive news release from the Gridiron Public Relations Department, that right. you're in this. Your name is right next to Ted Woodward's.
Well, that's where it ought to be. Hopefully, some of his talent rubs off on me.
Are you going to be emceeing or anything like that?
Emceeing with Mike Ewan and doing some stuff, a couple of song and dances, and some.
Bill is a triple threat.
Oh yeah, he is.
MC, song and dance, jokes.
All right. For tickets.
Do it all and none of it well. So.
SelectASeat.com, WichitaGridiron.com, 855-755-SEAT, S-E-A-T. Of course, Ted's going to be in it. And if you're not familiar with Gridiron, it is a great show put on by the journalists, and they're making fun of just about everybody in the world.
You bet.
And if you I like the fact that I get left out every year. So. I'll be there on Friday night. You guys got my seats picked out for Friday night, so it's going to be
good. Good. And Friday night we have a special Randy Brown evening as kind of an after party that we have a lot of fun. We have live music and food, and so
great. Okay, so that's coming up next week. Listen, one thing I just in passing quickly, one of my favorite Gridiron routines or acts that I've ever seen was the time when you did Ross Perot. Your Ross Perot imitation is spot on. It's really good.
Well, thank you so much.
Had to charge
the ears, I think, made it. I had some big plastic ears.
Big plastic ears that were just outrageous.
But let's run a little gas through it, see where it goes.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have a reaction to the release of the Mueller investigation report. Ted has sports.
Shocker bowling squads for the men and women trying to make it through the loser's bracket today to get a national title. We'll see how that goes coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news in the blur, right, Ted?
Yep, we'll catch you up on entertainment. Of course, we'll preview the weekend's movies coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weekend weather with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.